YMU monitor.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford. W8CMN repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford.
Station that we're calling, this is KA Delta Oscar KDO Doc.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha Kilo Victor. I'm going to drive out of the repeater here pretty quick. I was just testing to see how far south it will continue to work.
I'm a little south of Clio here on I-75, and it's working on an 8-watt handheld, the UPO.
Heading south from Lansing to Jackson. Gosh, the meter on Elmont says it's still picking me up at a level of 251.
You're doing good. But you're running a little more power. I only have 8 watts here.
When I'm in the other car, that's the only choice I have also. But this one's got it mounted at 25 watts.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I was doing the same thing, just testing. And I'm surprised to hear this is working this far south. 73 is my friend. Take care. Have a good day from K8DO.
I'm going to ask ahead of time for your forgiveness if I keep bonking the repeater as part of my test. This is KF8. AAKB is 73.
That's what it's there for.
By the way, just simply ker-chunking is considered bad repeater etiquette, so as long as you pass your call out, no harm, no foul. W8FG.
W8FG, KABO.
Good morning. Name here's Sean.
Hi, Sean. I'm Doc. I just wanted to ask. I'm here south of the Clio exit on 75 going south. Running 8 watts, just wanted to know if I'm full quieting or falling out of the system yet.
Well, this is going to sound odd, but you're full quieting when you are. It sounded like maybe you moved your handheld or something and it kind of fluttered out there for a second, but, you know, as long as you, I'm guessing, as long as you hold it upright, you're pretty much full quieting. It's, you're doing really well, let's just put it that way.
Well, I'm driving between 80-foot trees. That's probably why I'm clicking in and out. But anyway, thanks anyway. I just quick check here. I'm surprised to see that I can get into the machine from this distance. K-A-E-O.
Yeah, absolutely no problem. You've got a lot more rope. You're doing really, really well. Was there somebody else in there?
It was just me. I was going to tell him he sounds really good. He had great audio. N-A-G-U-R-U.
Yeah, good morning. I would concur. Very good sounding 8 watts there. All right, I'll let you carry on there. I'm going to get back to listening. W-8-F-U. KF8BOT listening. Good morning. I'm not sure how long I'm going to be able to stay on this because I'm getting a little bit further away from the repeater, but it is a beautiful day for a drive. KF8BOT. Southbound 75 from up towards Saginaw, hitting the Aquatic Sea repeater, and I think I'm hitting pretty much about the edge. It was coming in pretty good for a while, but I think I'm hitting the edge now. But you have a great day and enjoy your drive, sir. KF8BOT.
Flying into the system, it was the other station that is falling out of 28. KVSWR.
Hey, Paul, this is Eric, KF8BOT. I've got you a solid S7 right now.
Hey, name is Jeff, and I'm just on a handheld, so just letting you know that it's not your signal, it's the other signal that the guy was falling out of 28 down south. Lansing there. KVSWR.
Thank you, sir. Your signal sounds great, especially for an HD. But you have a good day.
You as well. KVSWR.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
WAYRC Mobile.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
DMR. See if I can link together here. Can you read us over here?
Alrighty, I'll kill the remote. I've been listening to state one, slide one on my handheld, but I'm not hearing anything.
Alright, I got a message in the group there from Max. He said the bands are bad due to G4 storm. We'll we'll go with 3932 now, looking good. And then he says move to DMR statewide one. So I'll see if I can get us on statewide one. KVAD, I'm still here.
My point is I'm on statewide one with my handheld, and I'm not hearing anything there either. Whatever. Have a good day. And it'll be you clear.
Error 202.
KDON, KVAD, I'm still here. KDON, KVAD, I'm still here.
KDON, KVAD, I'm still here.
KDON, KVAD, I'm still here. KJBD, KVAD, I'm still here.
KVAD, SWR is KJBD. Just got a text from KADON. He is reconfiguring and asked us to sort of stand by and wait. I'll copy, KJBD.
Sounds good. I got analog over here, too, so anybody can hear it. Just have to move it over to here. Hopefully everybody gets the... information. KVAD, I'm still here.
KVAD, SWR, KJVD. Want me to pop out a call on 80 and let people know?
Yeah, you can. I'm not sure anybody's going to hear you. Mike had the remote on. It was just nothing but noise because of the force storm. You can try it. KVAD, I'm still here.
KVAD, SWR, KJBD, will do, will do. We'll see what happens. This is KJBD listening out.
KVAD, SWR, KEADON.
KVAD, SWR.
Okay, that's working now. Well, we're 10 minutes past. I'm going to send a quick note out to the list standby, and then we'll start the net.
Oh, yeah, you got the VHF and the UHF over here, so it's all connected over here. KVAD, I'm still here.
Okay, this is KEADON Net Control Station, Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. I'm going to skip most of this preamble. We know who we are and where we are. Purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning OxyChem in Michigan, including Aries, NTS, and Skywarn. All amateur radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, MTS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. I will break for the repeater. This is KEADON. My name is Max. I hold the position of section emergency coordinator from the, I guess I call it a pre-net group, at least the calls that I have captured so far. I have the following stations listed, K8JBD, KB8SWR. Those stations need not...
Doesn't appear as though Brandmeister is going to be our friend either, Max, just FYI. So I don't know if you want JBE to take it because he's into Novi or what, but might be a good idea. KVAD, SWR.
It's getting late. Let's go with what we got. Five on the roster. I picked up NAWU also. All right, quick comments. We've got the state has another ruck drill this week. This is the drill, second drill before the evaluated exercise later in June for D.C. Cook. Other than that, I don't think there's too much on the plan. I do have a planning meeting for the Children's Hospital Network tomorrow afternoon, and that's about it. Let's see here. I've got... yeah, that's it. All right, let's go to K8JBD to be followed by KB8SWR. K8JBD, rep for comments.
Hi, this is K8JBD. Yeah, looks like we finally all got connected up as best we can. I put out a call on 80, picked up WBATKL. Hopefully he'll be able to connect in to Brandmeister, but we'll see what happens. Anyway, I did hear him on 80 also with the rest. There's not too much going on here, just kind of cleaning up the shack a little bit, getting things squared away, and thinking about some things we might want to do later on in terms of some races and RC meetings. Other than that, hopefully everybody had a great time at Hamvention, had a nice Memorial Day weekend. There were a lot of holidays on Sunday, so I didn't make a lot of these nets. But anyway, Max, you are coming in now loud and clear. Everything's doing well. So with that, back to you. This is Kilo 8, Juliet, Bravo, Delta.
All right, Jim, thank you for your comments and for confirming signal report. Yeah, I didn't get to Dayton this year. I have not been to Dayton yet. That's one of those bucket list items, and hopefully in one of these years I'll find my way down there. Next, let's go to KD8SWR to be followed by N8HEE. Mr. Jeff, KD8SWR, how are things your way?
Good, Max. Just FYI, I do have VHF and UHF linked to statewide one here, so if anybody's hearing it, they can check in. You can also check in tonight on Echolink because the repeater's dropped, so might want to leave a little space in there if somebody wants to try to get on. I didn't look to see if anybody was on Echolink, but it is possible to get in on Echolink tonight because the repeater drops. We're not on HF, so just out enjoying the sunshine. Did some work around the house. Radio work done, but all in time, Max. I'm glad that we were able to do this, and it's a good practice being able to connect everything together and allowing people to get in. So you might want to leave a little bit more of time when you do a check-in, just FYI. Back to you, Max. KB8SWR.
All right, KB8SWR, thank you for confirming that. When I get around to check-ins, which will be in a couple moments after NAWU, I'll give a little pause in there, a little bit more pause, just in case there was some Echolink users or were Echolink users want to try to get their way in. Next, let's go to N8HEE to be followed by N8OBU. N8HEE, you're up for comments. How are you doing, Jeff?
Well, this is NADGE. We'll say good evening, Max, everyone on the net. Everybody is sounding extremely good. We are coming in via Brandmeister, Master 3104. You're all sounding good here. Other than that, not a whole lot. Just kind of getting stuff around, getting ready to head for another work day tomorrow. So wish everyone a fine week. Stay safe. NADGE.
Okay, well, yeah, this is sounding good overall. I was on 3103, Brandmeister, and was hearing but not getting out for some reason, so Jeff pointed out that everyone else is using 3104, so I think if we hop on the same server, at least we're getting in a little closer there. But at any rate, I can't quite trust my connection to the Midland repeater. It's just my HT and where I'm sitting in the house right now, just too much stuff in the way, I think, before it reliably connect there, and that's not a fault of the repeater, that's a fault of the equipment here. So, but I'll have my antennas back operating for my mobile unit shortly, hopefully. Well, at any rate, let's go to N8OBU, enough about my miseries. Let's go to N8OBU, that'll take us to the bottom of the roster. Mr. Mike, how are you doing?
Sure what happened to Mike there. I don't see him, Max, but yeah, if you're trying to get in on Bradmeister, your server has to be 3104 or we won't hear you. You'll hear the net, but we won't hear you, so server has to be 3104 if you're trying to get in on Bradmeister. Keep it SWR back to you, Dan. Max.
Yeah. I have no other good reason for being on 3103. Who else wants to join the Michigan Amateur? Call now, and by the way, you can call in, check in today for Medical Link. Please call now. I think that's a long enough pause for Echo Link. We'll go ahead and we'll wrap it up here for today. Well, we got five check-ins, and I guess we're two or three are gathered. There's a net, so that's good enough for me. I'm going to call it five check-ins and 12 minutes of operation because we did start late, and we'll close the session of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet, and we'll return this talk group back to normal amateur use. This is KEA-DON, closing station.
Sounds good. I'll drop the network. Keep it SWR.
Roger that, Jeff. Hey, thanks for making the jumps around there to get things hooked together for this afternoon. Appreciate that. 732 KEAQ1.
All right, I think I got it. All right, back to general amateur use. Keep it SWR.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford.
KE8RBN and
Henry.
Again, it's KE8RBN and Henry. Seeing if anyone is monitoring the repeater or make a quick contact before going to bed.
This is KE8RBN, KE8RBN and
Henry.
Seeing if you want to make a quick contact before we gotta go to bed. Again, this is KE8RBN and
Henry.
KF8DPZ Mobile. KSA TPS mobile monitoring at M59 in Livernois.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.